News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And I am very pleased to have in the house someone that I've known for quite a while, Kelly. She is here with Bella Magazine. And so it's great to see you, Kelly McLeod. She's here. It's great to see you.
Hey there. It's so great to see you, too.
I know. So this is one of my favorite magazines.
Oh, thank you.
Because Bella is...
You know what? Me too.
Yes, I know. Bella has been around... How long now has this magazine been in the area?
I mean, pretty soon it's going to be 20 years. I think we're at about 18 right now.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but was Becca Bowles originally part of this?
She was part of launching it, and she was head of marketing for
a while. What it was. That's where my roots are back with Miss Becca.
Yes, and she's kind of one of my in-the-background advisors who I go to for advice from time to time. And it's
she's got all that
history, and she's just so smart and creative and has some great ideas. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, I remember when it was launched, and it was such a phenomenal thing to have come into our community, and then it's been going strong ever since, really.
It has. So Pensacola News Journal launched it.
That's right. That's right.
It was...
20 years ago, 2006,
I think.
So, yeah, I was going to say. Around that time, that makes sense. That's about right.
And then 3 years ago, when they decided to close it down because their owner, Gannett, was closing down all their local magazines in different markets.
Right.
I was the editor at that time, and I just could not stand for it to go away.
Right.
And so I bought it.
I love it. You're a hero.
Slightly crazy, but...
Yeah, a crazy hero, but a hero nonetheless. No, that's really super, Kelly. Really is. So since you've bought it, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the things that you've had to do in this transition? Because did you buy it during COVID?
It was 2021, so
right on the heels of that. Yep. That was a brave move.
Maybe kind of crazy, but it just meant a lot to me. And I think having a resource for women in this community is important to me. And all the times somebody would come up to me and say, you guys featured me and it meant so much to me. It was a boost to my confidence or my business. That's why we do this. And I didn't want that to go away.
I think that's phenomenal. And just the fact that there's women's issues in the magazine, fashion, of course, is always something that's a lot of fun. But you also tackle other topics and things of importance. And that's what I like about it, because it's not your, how do I put it, in quotes, typical girl magazine. That's not what this is.
Exactly. What I always say is that women are multidimensional.
Yes.
And so is Bella. So, yes, we care about our appearance and how we put ourselves forward in the world. So, yes, there's fashion and beauty tips and jewelry and fun things like that. But then there's all the different layers. You know, we do care about our community and nonprofits and business. We have business articles, health and wellness, women business owners or tips for them, or businesses in the community that would be of interest to women. And we cover a lot of nonprofits and those type events. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just really important to me to hit all the different layers of women in Pensacola and the diversity, all the different types of women in Pensacola, because we're blessed to have all of that.
Oh, no question about it, because we have everything from very, very, very successful business women. And we also have very, very successful artists.
Yes. Yes.
So we have the kind of a broad range of that diversity in this community.
And it's really fun to cover all that and learn. Like, I'm learning every day about different women in this community just because of my involvement with Bella. There's so many women doing things we had no idea.
Right.
It's really cool.
And it's great to give them the kudos that they deserve.
Yes, exactly. Give them some exposure. And like I said, sometimes a little boost in confidence that we all need.
Yeah, that is so true. So the magazine comes out monthly?
It is monthly. It's a monthly grind, man. So, I never know what month it is because we're typically working on about three months ahead. You know?
Exactly. So the January just came out.
It just came out, and we called this issue Turning the Page. So, you know, a few months ago, we came up with all the themes for the year, and we always have fun with trying to have a theme that we can play on in different ways each month.
Mm-hmm.
So Turning the Page, obviously it's a new year and everybody like wants to turn the page and think about the next year and what they want to achieve. But then also we talk about authors and books. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of fun to play on the theme in different ways.
Well, and you touch on the arts too. There's looks like a great article here about Pensacola Opera.
Yes.
They've got their show coming up. I've got tickets to see Marriage of Figaro coming up. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. They are one of of our advertising partners, so we love getting to have different ways to talk about what they're doing and promote them.
And that's great. And if someone wanted to become an advertising partner, or if someone would like to advertise in the magazine, how do they go about that? What's the process? How do you work with your advertisers?
So the easiest way to reach us is either sales@bellamagazine.com, or you can call us 833-358-4486. Go to bellamagazine.com, our website, to find that information. And then we work with you to find what best suits your marketing needs. Mm-hmm. And for our, you know, 6-12 month contracts, I mean, you can do a one-time ad. We really suggest doing multiple months, because as any marketing person knows, you got to have that repetition.
Right.
But then we like to work with you to do articles and help people to really get to know you. And then we promote in different ways in addition to the print magazine. So mm-hmm. we have a really great social media reach that we leverage for our advertisers.
Oh, so what is some of your social media?
So we are strong on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn.
Okay, excellent. That's good to know too.
And we have a great team there, and we've really grown that reach since I took over 3 years ago and hired a great team for social media, and they do a fabulous job.
So we're talking this morning with Kelly McLeod. She is the publisher and editor of Bella Magazine.
Well, I'm just publisher now.
Oh, you're not doing the editing?
I luckily got to hire an editor, because I was one of those typical business owners trying to do everything myself, and I was dying. So I have a fabulous editor now who does a great job.
Now, is that Lisa?
That is Lisa Player.
Lisa Player. Okay, very good. Okay, very good. Well, I've known Kelly a long time, so I always think of you as being the editor, actually. So these articles that we have in there, and how is all of this selected? Do you all sit down and discuss as a team? How does this work?
So we get
a lot
together.
Of folks, you know, it's almost an art that is kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. I mean, we still have great magazines in this area, but people may not know the process anymore.
Yeah, and ours is different than so much of the instant news of today. You know, we are not at instant news. We plan months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, my whole team is meeting this afternoon, and we're planning the April issue.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So that's how far in advance. And the whole team gets together, all the writers, photographers, editor, me, you know, just everybody. And we brainstorm. So we look at what our theme is and come up with different stories, topics, women to interview and profile. So it's a lot of fun. We get really creative when we're in the room together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during COVID, when we were still owned by the News Journal and I was editor, we had to do everything by email.
Oh, gosh.
And I mean, the team still came up with really good ideas, and we did mm-hmm. the best we could. But that being in the room physically together and brainstorming is...
Well,
really
when you have
good.
That energy and we start feeding on ideas, and one thing leads to the next, couple cups of coffee and caffeine, and you're on your way.
Yeah, you all play off each other and build on ideas, so it's great.
Well, and one of the things, and that explains to me how this magazine is so creative, because as I'm looking at the January issue, so I'm thinking, okay, Bella Magazine is going to be all about Pensacola, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I open up and there's this huge article about a trip to Australia and New Zealand.
Isn't that great?
Oh my gosh, and you've got a picture of the Opera Center in there, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love the Worth the Trip articles.
Yeah.
And that we, you know, it used to be something that was within a, you know, few hour drive from Pensacola back several years ago. That
right.
was, you know, and we broadened that out. Like,
why not?
Want to go anywhere.
Yes.
Right?
Why not? But the pictures makes me, I must have the itch. I'm really wanting to travel right now. I just think it'd be fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Bella Magazine. If you have a question for Kelly, she is the publisher of the magazine, and she's here with us this morning. You can text that in at 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola's expert panel. She's our expert on Bella Magazine with us this morning. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, speaking with Kelly McLeod, publisher of Bella Magazine. And we just had Sarah Lynn call in. Good morning, Sarah Lynn. Thanks for the call. And I started laughing. I said, yeah, this might be important. Where can you pick up Bella Magazine? We've been talking all about what the contents and the magazine and everything else, but it might be helpful to know where you can get it. I mean, I see it everywhere.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, we try to distribute as many places, and definitely reach out to us if you have a suggestion. As I was saying, the Downtown Y and Joe Patty's are the ones we restock the most.
So. Uh-huh. And I know they have it at the Visitor Center on the beach.
Yes.
At the Pensacola Beach Chamber.
Yep, definitely. And then we have it at Intercoastal Outfitters, Pizzazz, Gibson Girl, Coastal Paddle, Jen's Designer Deals, Interlight, Pure Pilates. So a lot of the Gulf Breeze Y, so a lot of places in Gulf Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
In Pensacola, Seville Quarter, Oyster Bay, Market and Mainly Shoes, Blue Teak, Gray Boutique. One of my favorite advertisers, Lee Tracy. Beret Jewelers, Roger Scott, Escape, Trends, Leisure Club. It's a long list, but at the beginning of every month when we announce our new issue, we put the list of everywhere you can find it. So
excellent.
If you're on Facebook, you can go to our page.
And if someone wants to be a location as a drop-off, what do they need to do?
Just reach out to us, sales@bellamagazine.com.
Okay, very good. In fact, Beret's got a beautiful cover, a back cover on this issue.
They always do. And they are our longest running advertiser. Mm-hmm. They were the first one that when I said, hey, the News Journal is selling Bella and I'm going to buy it, Barry and Laura said, great, where do we sign up?
Wonderful.
They were the first to come on board. They've been incredibly supportive of both me and Bella, and I really appreciate them. And a number of advertisers were like that. You know, we've had Bloutique for a long time, Lee Tracy for a long time, Dr. Kevin Welch and the Vein Center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just really lucky to have great advertisers that we partner with.
Well, and that makes a difference. And I'm a big believer in relationships in this community. I think that might be my Chamber of Commerce influence. But when you make those connections and partnerships, and then they last 20 years.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, Pensacola is just that perfect size to me that we've got growth that allow us to have these great restaurants and stores and businesses, but we're still such a community. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows everybody, every partner, you know, works together, and it makes it fun. I love it. It's my hometown. I talk a lot about it.
I know. Well, and it's publications like this that bring it all together.
Yes.
So you get a chance to see all the diversity, some of the things that people are doing that you might not necessarily be aware of. Like you said, mm-hmm. I'm a woman and businesswoman in this community, and then I'll read Bella and I'll see, oh, I didn't know they were doing that.
Yep.
So it's always
a lot more going on than a lot of people realize. So it's great to help people learn about that.
So what's your favorite part of the January issue?
Ooh, the January. I am such a sucker for the new year. I mean, right? I always try to change how I word it. Like, okay, I'm not going to set a resolution. I'm going to mm-hmm. set intention.
That's the big one this year. A new commitment. And everybody's avoiding the resolution word this year.
But then we just call it something different and the same thing happens. Yep. But I love that. I love taking stock and trying to, you know, just think about the time ahead and how you want to live it. So I think it's great that we have that cover story.
I like the turn the page. I have not heard that yet.
Yes.
But I like the idea of turning the page from 24 to 25.
Especially since 2020, we all are like, okay, let's just put that year behind me and look mm-hmm. forward. Next year wasn't great either. Okay, let me look at the next one. But I believe in hope and optimism, mm-hmm. and I always feel, all right, this year's going to be great.
Yep.
And we do our best to make it good. So
absolutely. Yeah, so turning the page. So what do you anticipate? Now, you're already looking ahead, probably more than I am. I'm excited to just be getting my home cleaned up after the holidays.
Still a work in progress.
But looking ahead, you're already thinking about April. So what are some of the things you're seeing as possible trends maybe coming in 2025 or things that y'all are looking at that are going to be probably relevant that might not be on our radar yet?
February is the red issue, which is so much fun to play.
Oh,
different ways on that theme, right? So of course there's Valentine's or there's
Tart
Health,
but
then we also look at not getting or managing anger, you know, trying not to stay red with anger. We talk about financial health, not going in the red financially. So it's just fun to play on that in different ways.
Playing on those words.
Yeah, and so I think they're really important, relevant topics for women.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to look forward to that. That's a February issue.
That's February. And then
don't tell me that March is the green issue.
Sometimes, but not this year. Which I love that, though, because you can also work with green in so many ways.
Absolutely.
You know? Green Spring, cars, recycling, different things.
Shamrocks, all that good stuff.
That's actually going to be something around spring, kind of the awakening of spring.
Spring awakening.
I've also always, you know, as much as I love the new year, I feel like spring is when things really get going.
I think that's true around here for sure.
Yeah, I kind of think of March or April is my new year every year.
When we get past the spring breakers coming and we're here and the weather's gorgeous, but all the summer folks aren't here yet.
Right. I love spring and fall here. Those shoulder seasons are the best here.
It's absolutely the best. Yeah. So in this issue, you have turned the page. Who's the beautiful woman on the cover here?
So that is, oh my gosh, you would ask me that.
She's gorgeous.
She is. She is our fashion model. We work with Eyes On Models.
Oh, and they're local too.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
They're a great organization. That is our fashion model. She is wearing clothes from Ciao Bella Boutique on Cervantes.
Really pretty.
And that's always fun. And that's, you know, the fashion is another area that I like to show diversity. Women of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, again, just representing Pensacola. So these are all local women.
Mm-hmm. It looks like, is it Susie Robichaud? Is that right? Because there's more pictures of her on the inside there.
Yep.
It looks like she's a Memphis native. Her husband's Air Force career brought her to the Gulf Coast.
Which we see that a lot. Yes. Of course, you know, military bringing people here. And then a lot of times they retire and come back here. We see that a lot.
That I'm very familiar with. Mm-hmm. So many folks that come back here. But why not? This is a beautiful place to live. And that's one of the things that you feature in the magazine, so many of the things that you can do. If someone wants to advertise or sponsor a page, what would they need to do? Just get in touch with your sales team? And
yeah, they, like I said, the sales at bellamagazine.com, and then one of our team members or myself will get back to you, and then we'll work with you to see what best fits your needs. We've got, you know, 1/6 page, we've got half page, full page, and then we have different contract lengths, and of course, if you the longer the contract, the best rate you get per month.
Right, that makes sense.
And we can help you with designing the ad if necessary, how you want it, what your messaging, what mm-hmm. you want to be, how you want to reach your target audience.
Well, it's a very high quality glossy magazine, which is you don't see much anymore. So it's a beautiful, beautifully put together magazine. And then you also cover, in addition to fashion and the things that we've talked about, there's a great article too about Gulf Coast Kids House, one of their events, with pictures from their Brunch and Bubbles event that they just had.
Yes. The and honor. That one is near and dear to me. I'm on the board of directors there. I used to work there. So I've been involved
I know.
With them over
That's where
10
I think
years.
We met initially.
Probably.
But there's a feature on all the different galas, the Habitat for Humanity Gala, the Honor Her Foundation, All Services Ball. So if you have a community or organization that you'd like to have featured, how would they go about doing that? Who would, is there a person there to contact in regards to coverage for an event or something like that?
Yeah, that would be Lisa at bellamagazine.com.
And
so
she
that's
is
Lisa
the
Blair,
editor.
Editor. Yep.
Okay.
You know, there's so many events going on
in
Pensacola, and we've got great magazines here that cover those events. So we don't get them all, but mm-hmm. we definitely try to get a lot of the nonprofit ones that we can.
Oh, you do a great job. All right. We're talking with Kelly McLeod, who is the publisher of Bella Magazine. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Kelly in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Kelly McLeod, publisher of Bella Magazine. So we have just a few minutes left. Kelly, what are some things we want to touch on?
Well, I'd love to mention a couple of events that we're co-sponsors of that are coming
super,
up for women.
Yeah.
So January 30th is the All Together conference that is put on by the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
We just
Carol
had them this
Carlin.
Week. We were
yeah.
talking about it. Yes,
great.
And Carol's been on the show, too.
And we're one of the sponsors of that. And I love that event. I've been the last couple of years, and it's great.
Are tickets still available, do you know?
I
would assume so, yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's January 30th. And that's an all-day conferencing with
all
speakers.
All day,
and...
but you don't feel like it's all day.
Oh,
it's
no,
just
I've been.
Really
it's...
dynamic, a lot of really good speakers. You walk away just... empowered and just so yeah. impressed by what people accomplish through difficult situations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's exciting. That's January 30. What else?
Yeah. And then in March, and I don't have the date at the top of my head, but UWF every year puts on their annual Women in Business Conference.
I've been to that too.
And
it's excellent.
Yeah, that's another fabulous one that we are also a sponsor of. So.
And that's another thing. And it's just a great networking event. But like you said, you see women business leaders sharing their knowledge, their expertise.
Yes.
I learn so much every time.
And it's always great to see such successful women be honest and clear about the challenges and everything that they face, because sometimes we look at people like that and think they've got it all, or they have it easy, or why can't I do mm-hmm. what they're doing? And yeah, we all face challenges, and it's exciting and inspiring to learn that about other people mm-hmm. and how we can try to overcome the things in our lives.
Yeah, at that conference, I heard someone speak about the art of failing, basically.
Yes.
You know, that you have to fail.
You have to fail many times.
To make it. So
yeah.
It is, yeah, sometimes you see people after they've arrived, so to speak,
yep.
and you don't realize. And then when you hear their story, you're like, wow, okay.
Wow.
I
yeah.
guess that inspires me. Maybe I will keep going with this
yep.
dream.
Yep.
So great. Okay. And any other the events coming up? Or so those two are big.
Those are the big ones. Later this month, kind of the last week of January, you'll see the February issue coming out. So that's
good.
The Seeing
okay.
Red issue.
Okay. So Seeing Red. But if you haven't done it yet, you can pick up the January issue of Bella Magazine. We listed a whole bunch of locations, but you can find it on their Facebook page.
Yes.
So you're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn.
Okay. Excellent. Been talking this morning on Pep Talk with Kelly McLeod, who is the publisher of Bella Magazine. Pick up your January issue today. Don't wait.
Yes.
Thanks, Kelly, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.